Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Raisins are not food. It is grape waste. It is grape waste that somebody very, very clever thought, what could I do with all of these rotten grapes? That's what happened. And then they came up with raisins. And then somebody said, well, let's dip them in chocolate because then they'll never suspect a thing. That's where that come from. And Professor Adrian Puren, he's the Executive Director of National Institute for Communicable Diseases. He would definitely agree with me, wouldn't he, Professor Adrian Puren? Good morning.
Of course, that's about the raisins, is it?
Yes, it's about the raisins. Are you a fan of raisins?
At moments, I think, yes. In specific really? Settings, yes.
Isn't that so interesting? Like, does anyone ever think, oh, you know what I feel like right now is raisins? I don't know. I can't even picture that. I can't even imagine it. Either way, that's not what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to discuss Moderna says infant COVID vaccines have succeeded in trials. So they said they're going to submit authorization to U.S. Food and Drug Administration, European medicine agencies, and other global regulators for its COVID vaccine in children 6 months to 6 years. What would that mean? First of all, and where are we in South Africa with vaccination? Children.
Yeah, so I think we're still vaccinating specific age groups. I think it's I can't recall that we've got the 5-12s, but certainly we have the old age groups are certainly being vaccinated.
We're at 12. Yeah. I think 12 and up.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we're still waiting for the 5 to 11, I suppose, age groups to be approved. And of course, the trials have been problematic with Pfizer in particular. I think. Their initial data was not that great with regard to the below 5 year or below 6 year of age in terms of efficacy. And I think they then had tried to increase the dosage or the numbers of doses to see whether or not they could improve efficacy. However, I think there was an observation that in the less than 2 year old group that there was a certain degree of efficacy already. But I think it was complicated in that you can't, with the Pfizer trial, just simply pick which age group you want to have approved. So I think that was probably the complication there. So they're still waiting for that. So I think Moderna has come up with their particular data. We'll see what the FDA and CDC come up with with regard to that. But I think in principle, I think vaccination of children is important. I know that we've discussed very often that children are not the major focus in terms of the numbers of infections, transmission, and so forth, but certainly they do have complications, severe complications. They do die. So I think it is really critical that they do be a focus of attention as well. Of course, long COVID, you know, we certainly spoke about long COVID in adults, but there's a possibility that in children as well, they may have long-lived conditions as well. So there are very good reasons why my children should be a focus for vaccination.
What's interesting to me is I had a conversation with a friend yesterday and they were debating whether to vaccinate their 12-year-old child. And I said, well, why wouldn't you? And they said, well, because kids don't get that sick. The Omicron variant does seem to be more mild and there can be complications with kids. What's your response to that?
Yes, it's balancing the risk. So as I said, you know, the overall picture is that children are not the focus. So, however, with Omicron, it was actually very different, especially I think when children started to go back to school or going back to university. In fact, they became the dominant group initially in terms of the numbers of cases and numbers of cases seen in hospitals. And that may have been a coincidental finding, but certainly they were affected. And as I said, you know, you have to balance that risk that, in fact, your child could still come down with severe disease. There are severe autoimmune responses that can lead to poor outcomes and to death. So my sense would be that you would really encourage people to be vaccinated, and in particular children as well, given that there are risks.
So, but your view would be absolutely to vaccinate a 12-year-old.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I think if the opportunity is there, which it is, I would take up those particular opportunities because the complications of vaccination are so I suppose, extreme versus, you know, having a child ending up in hospital, ICU and dying. You know, that's what you need to balance against. And so when you look at those risks of side effects of vaccination versus poor outcomes, you have natural infection. And I think for me, that the balance goes towards being vaccinated and encouraging people to be vaccinated. Yes.
And I'm sure that that certainly sounds like the right way to go. Thank you, Professor Adrian Purin, always available to talk to us to bring us the latest information on COVID as well as the vaccines. It is 7:24. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.